Those preparing the report say the new economy is no longer Wisconsin mainstays like agriculture and manufacturing, both of which are suffering. Rather, it's ideas with great profit potential. Wisconsin has made strides in this area with the renowned stem cell discoveries of UW-Madison researcher James Thompson, but Wisconsin still lags behind other states in getting venture capital needed for companies who can market discoveries. Minnesota has done better. David Ward of North Star Economics says that has boosted both state and personal coffers. The consultant study shows the income of Minnesota residents tops the Midwest.
Minnesota is a slightly smaller state than Wisconsin, about 400,000 less in population. But their per capita income is $33,000. It ranks ninth in the country. For the first time, Minnesota leads the Midwest in per capita income. It's steadily gained on Illinois and now has passed it.
In order for Wisconsin residents to make what's the national average, the study says 140,000 high-paying jobs would have to be created. High-paying meaning $50,000 or more. Right now, Wisconsin workers make on average $29,000. The report links increased income with more education, and research director Dennis Winters says in 3 years, a student can earn back tuition and other costs.
Almost 30% return on a bachelor's degree. It's not quite that on a master's degree. It's a little higher than that on PhDs and professional degrees.
The report, paid for through private money, says the UW-Madison provides 70,000 jobs and contributes more than $4 billion to the state economy, $338 million of that through taxes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.